Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of November 2022. If you're with me yesterday and joined me for my audio weather remarks, you noticed that I said I was going to continue to kind of keep things updated, at least through today, with all the weather that we're expecting for the next couple of days. We've got the upper-level storm system and the surface cold front still on the way out from the west. That cold front will cross over the local area sometime late on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day into Thanksgiving night. Showers and even a few thunderstorms, lightning risk with that as it goes through the area. Folks, what I was afraid of yesterday has materialized now. Most all the models have now fallen into line, suggesting that, yeah, the cold front will go through late Thursday into Thursday night, but the upper level low is going to lag to the west and stay to the west of us maybe until late Friday into Friday night. Folks, as a result, yeah, we'll get the wind shift, and yes, the cold front will pass. Temperatures may go down a little bit, especially at night, but we're going to basically hold on to an overrunning pattern, much of what we've seen since about November the 11th, lots of clouds and at least better rain chances now all the way through Thursday night, Friday, into Friday evening. I expect, based on the current forecast, and that could change even with time, but I expect rain to linger at least into Friday night, and then the clouds break on Saturday. Once that system passes, I expect a sunny weekend, more of a west wind, so a little warmer temperatures, highs getting up close to 70 for the weekend, upper 60s on Saturday and closer to 70 Sunday and Monday. Looks like the sunshine will continue into early next week. If there's an upside to this storm system lingering to the west, that is it providing more in the way of moisture. We need that around Central Texas where drought conditions continue, especially to the southwest of Austin. Over the next 7 days, potentially an inch to an inch and a half of rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas. And that is the positive effect of this system slowing down a little bit, the upper air system anyway, as it passes later on in the week. Well, I'll be taking a break over the Thanksgiving holiday. I'll try to update my website at least with the forecast on Wednesday morning, but then take a break for the balance of our Thanksgiving week and into the weekend. My next update with the audio weather portion of this broadcast would come up sometime probably early next week. Meanwhile, hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Again, I'll update, I think, some of the written material in the on the website, the forecast itself, on Wednesday morning. Otherwise, take a break through Thanksgiving. Again, have a great Thanksgiving and a very safe end of your week and into the weekend.